It is a pleasure to have with us here today on AM 1480 KAUS Sports, Patrick Cansfield from the American Junior Golf Association, Director of Business Development, and also Ryan Flanagan with the AGGA, as well as the AGGA coming here to Austin. And we're looking forward to warmer times ahead, obviously, in July of next year. But the American Junior Golf Association partnering with Discover Austin here locally to be the title sponsor for the Discover Austin Minnesota Junior Championship to be played at the Austin Country Club here next July. And Patrick and Ryan, thanks you both so much for being with us here today. And like we said, looking forward to the golf season here next year, and especially next July when you guys will be coming here to Austin. Can you tell us more about going on here next July?
Yeah, sure, Jason. Thanks so much for having us on today. We're super excited to be back in the state of Minnesota. This will be the first time that the AJGA has been in town since 2018. Really looking forward to that July 18th through 21st week, where we'll have 96 players competing in our tournament, as well as 78 players competing in our qualifier with the chance to earn their way into the tournament later that week. So with that, turn it over to you, Jason.
Okay. And, of course, this meant, like you said, all those golfers will be here. And I guess what's the basically the process for them to get to Austin? I take it there will be other tournaments preceding that one that gets them here, or is it all just going to come down to that one event in July? Or?
Yeah, so it's broken down into across our 125 events that the American Junior Golf Association runs per year. It's all off a performance-based entry system via STARS. And we cut it into the 70% boys field and a 30% girls field, and that's based on the overall AJGA membership. And we allow players to submit their applications into the event up until 4 weeks prior to that first round. So everything is live, and people will be able to follow along online. And then folks that don't make the tournament have the qualifier opportunity that Patrick mentioned.
Sure.
And the great part, too, Jason, about the AJGA PBE system, we do recognize over 1,000 events worldwide that kids earn stars by playing in those events, and based on their finish, earn those stars to play in other AJGA events across the country.
Wow.
Each kid has the opportunity to play in a maximum of 5 tournaments per year. So each of these spots is obviously very coveted. And, you know, at the beginning of the year when they go through kind of the planning process with their parents of, you know, what events to play, you know, it really comes down to, you know, what best fits their schedule kind of across the board. So this one fits a huge need on our schedule. As mentioned, first time we've been in the state since 2018. We don't have an event in the state of Iowa and kind of some of the bordering states as well. So it's going to be a huge opportunity for that portion of the country to have an opportunity to play an event and be recognized by NCAA college coaches from across the country.
I was just going to say, I'm sure that that they're going to be watching. I guess and the next question to you guys is basically what will be the age range of the kids that'll be here in July?
Correct. So this is classified as an open tournament for the AJGA, which means everyone 12 to 19. We don't have age divisions. We just have a boys and a girls field.
Oh, sure.
So
okay.
Everyone that's 12 to 19 is allowed to apply for the event. And again, it's determined based on our performance-based entry system to get into the event.
Sure. Obviously, this is a tournament that you guys move around the country every year. Obviously, we're thrilled to have you back here in Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. But is this a tournament that's moved around to different parts of the country every year?
Yeah, we hope to create a long-term partnership. At this point, we've agreed to a 3-year commitment between the AJGA and Austin Country Club and Discover Austin. So we're excited about that and hope to continue that well beyond the 3 years as well.
Wow, fantastic news there, to say the least. And I guess the next question is that where were you guys, I guess, here in Minnesota in 2018? And a lot of beautiful golf courses here in Minnesota, a lot of great golf fans, and obviously our Austin Country Club is one of those. But I guess where were you guys previously here in 2018?
Yeah, some of the best golfers and friendliest golfers in the state of Minnesota. We were at Rush Creek previously in the Minneapolis.
Beautiful course.
Yeah, fantastic venue. Very, very good to the AJGA over the years. And this opportunity just came about and something that we couldn't pass up because of the community support. I mean, since we started talking about the idea of the tournament, everyone's been all in, and I think that's why we're so excited about next July.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, and believe it or not, I did play Rush Creek many years ago, and believe it or not, even more bizarre, I actually parred their signature hole around Rush Creek, if you can believe that.
Oh, nice.
Got very lucky, but again, we'll quickly get off my very bad golf skills and back here to the kids that are going to be here next July. And we're really looking forward to having you guys here in July. And like we said, looking forward to the tournament here and your partnership with Discover Austin. It's just a fantastic thing. Like you said, there's been a lot of a buzz about it here as well. And anything else you guys care to mention to us here about today, about what's going to be going on next July?
We're just extremely excited about the opportunity for the juniors specifically to have the ability to showcase their skills at the highest level, to get noticed by college coaches, and really get the community of Austin to the forefront, and Austin Country Club being a great partner of the tournament.
All right. Well, Patrick and Ryan, thanks so much for your time here today on AIM 1480 KAUS Sports. Again, Patrick Cansfield, American Junior Golf Association Director of Business Development, and also Ryan Flanagan with the AGGA. Gentlemen, thanks so much for your time here today on KAUS. Greatly appreciated, and looking forward to having you guys with us here coming up in July, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks for your time today.
Talk to you soon, Jason. See ya.